We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Chavdal Rama Beis, and we're starting a brand new Mishnah on Kuf Chavdal Rama Aleph, more to the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. We're going back to the Tumas of Yad Shomer Kezayis Nevela. So we know in order to become Tameh, you need a Kezayis of Basar Nevela. Or is not Matama of a Nevela. But the Basar is, and if you touch the Or on that's covering the Basar, it's Al Shomer. So let's see the Mishnah. Or sheyesh lov kezayis basa. Or it had a piece of kezayis basa attached to it, and he gave it tziva yitzimenu. If it has a piece of meat sticking out of it, that's pasha that you tell me. Uvesayrus shekenegdai. But even if you touched it on the hair, that on the other side of the basa coming out of the skin is a piece of hair, you touch that hair, it's also tamei. It's also tamei. Why you tamei? Rashi speaks out from the Gemara before. It's a shomer. The sayra is a shomer. Why? Because the sayra goes through and through and it touches the meat through the skin, so it's one of the coverings. So therefore, it's tameh if you touch the sayra, it's a shomer. That's all when you have a kezayis. Hoyolav kishnei chatzei zeisim. Let's say it didn't have a kezayis in one spot. The attached to this R was two half a zeisim of basa. So halacha is matameh b'masav le'magid. The Rebbe Shmuel says if you carry around this piece of skin together with two pieces of meat, so it's all together. I'm carrying kezayis, but touching it, there's no kezayis. It's only half a kezayis. So you only matameh b'masav le'magid. The Rebbe Shmuel. He holds that you can't have one without the other one. Anything that's matam of masa, matam of maga, if it's not matam of maga, it's not matam of masa. That's what Kiva holds, and therefore it's nothing. Moidu Rekiva, v'shnei chatzis esim, v'tachva makisam, v'siton, Rekiva was moidu, if you have two half a zesim that are not attached to the skin, they're separate, and you took a toothpick and you carried both of them, v'siton, shutame, then you tame. Play ma Rabbi Kiva matar ba or. Why is taka by or than the tahar? Play shah or mevatlam. The or is mevatlit. The or has more chashivist in it and says whatever is attached to it is bottle. It's bottle. So it comes out like this. There's really two parts of our Mishnah. First part of Mishnah is the Reisha says if you have a kezayis basar, then it's tameh and you touch the or it's tameh. You touch the sayra it's tameh. You have a kezayis basar. Second half of Mishnah is talking about two half as asim. And there, there's machlokes if it's matama or not. The coin to Rabbi Shmuel is matama b'masa loy maga. And Rabbi Kiva says not matama anything. Why? Because the R is mevatalit. But if you have two half as asim independently, not attached to R, then Rabbi Kiva says you will be tame. Even b'maga, you'll be tame. Like mavuya b'taisvis. Taisvis speaks out, well, it's basically more later on, but who are dim b'loy tachvum v'noga b'am the tame? You'll see your tummy there also, because if you're tame b'masa, you're tame b'maga, that's Rabbi Kiva also tali zavazah. And we'll see that more like that in the Gemara on the base. Oma ulo am Rabbi Yechanan. Loy shanu, and this is going on the ratio right now. Loy shanu, that this din that are sheyeshlov kezayis, this din that it's metameh because it has a full kezayis. Loy shanu potasichay. That's only if the skin was removed by a chaya, not by a person, and it was left with a basar kezayis basar attached to it. Avo potasichakin. But if the person who's flaying an animal took it off and left over kezayis on it, bottle. It's bottle. That kezayis is bottle to the ar. Omer of nachmal leula. So Rav Nachman, who heard this from his Rebbe Ula, he says, "Amar Rav Nachman Ula, Amar Rav Yechanan, afilu kitarta." Rav Yechanan even said that by tarta. I'm not sure if it's Rebbe, either a colleague or his Rebbe. He says to Ula, Rav Yechanan said, even if it's the size of a roiva akav, tarta is a roiva akav, the size of a big spoon, is it the size of six bayim, which is much more, it's like 12 kazesim. Even then, he says that the ar is avatlet because the person flayed it by your hand. I'm like, yes. So he says, afilu kanapia, even the size of a sifter, a huge amount, a huge piece of basa, it's like a huge steak. Amalei, yes. Even that's bottled with the R. Amalei, holy Kim, im amalei Rabbi Yechon Humei. If Rabbi Yechon said, told me myself, you're telling me, Rabbi Yechon. Even Rabbi Yechon came here, told me myself. He came himself. Loi says, I want to listen to him. That makes no sense. Something that's a kezayis, or even more kezayis, size of an apia, it's bottled because of the R, because I flayed it? No way. Kisolik Rav Ashaya, Rav Oshia went up to Eretz Yisrael, asked Rav Ami. He found Rav Ami, and we meet the Rav Ami. He told him something on learning. Amar l'shmaitz kamei. He said, you know, hachi amu ulam v'shem Rav Yechanan that lo yishalom potasi chaya potasi sakin v'hachi hadar Rav Nachman. Nachman said, you know what you're talking about. Even Rav Yechanan said it. I want to listen to him. Amar leim mishum Rav Nachman chaste the benesia, because Rav Nachman chaste benesia, he's so confident. Mezal v'shmaitz Rav Yechanan. He can make fun of v'shmaitz Rav Yechanan. Okay, but that's not the end of the story. Because it could be Rav Ami didn't understand what Rav Oshia told him. Zimun Ashrei, one time Rav Oshia came back into Rav Ami and he found him darshaning. The Yosef Kamala Seifa. He was saying it on the Seifa. It says in the Seifa of our Mishnah, Hoyulov, Shnei Chatzis Esim, Metame b'masa le'magid. Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Shmuel says only b'masa not magid because who two half as esim. And Rebbe Kiva le'magid magid le'masa. It's nothing. It's not magid le'masa. And Om Rabbi Yechanan. This is Rav Ami saying over to Rabbi Yechanan. Lo yishon el potasi chay. This whole machloek is about potasi chay. A potasi sakin is bottle. Even according to Rebbe Shmuel, it's bottle of potasi sakin. That's much less of a chiddush already because here it's half as esim. So now Rav Ishi, here's Rav Ami saying over this Rabbi Yechanan, and he hears he's saying it on the Seifa. Omalei, Rav Ishi tells Rav Ami, oh, Mara Seifa Maslo, you have it on the Seifa? Only in. Why? He says, Vela Ula Reisha Amran Alechu, Ula told you on the Reisha? Omalei in, he says, yeah. Omalei Olekim, Omalei Yeshua ben Nun Shmele Tzasina. If Yeshua ben Nun told me this from his name, I wouldn't listen to it. Len. So it seems like when Rav Ishi told Rav Ami the first time the whole story where Rav Nachman's exchange, he didn't tell him the story. I feel a kanapia, I feel a katar. He didn't tell him that because they were chap. He's going on the reisha, but he didn't chap what he was saying. Oh, he's, oh yeah, Rav Nachman's right now. Yeah, that's fair. There's no way on a kazayas that's a bottle of masakin. There's no way. But the ma'isa ki also Ravin mechonuchusay when Ravin came. When Ravin came with all his entourage, Amrua Areisha, they taka said it on the Reisha. They said it on the Reisha. Nechus Yam means all the people went down. The Yam came with all his people and said, he said taka on the Reisha. That Paltasoi Sakin is bottle. And the Pella is, how can a Kazai see bottle? Velakasha, it's Shver. Like Rashi says, Kazai is Sholim bottle, or Oilam bottle, I feel like a tarta, but like the name of the Kuliyam of Atal, you can't see it so much. So it's become Rab Papa, that's the gay in the case, the top on base now, but Marudud. If the meat is not in one place, not like a festa steak, it's a very, very thin sandwich steak going across the R. It's a kazayas, and maybe more kazayas, but it's very thin. Like when you fillet a skin, it's almost impossible to get off every piece of basa. So that's what it's talking about. In that case, if you fillet it there, it's bottled even by kazayas. Because it's marudud. Hakanai marudud, because you'll see in the next part, he says the case of marudud. Hakanai marudud. Ad kan, our Gemara of the Loishon. Something more about it. We have Machloikis over here, Rav Yishmael and Rav Akiva. If Hoylov Shteichat is Esim, are you Matama B'masa, or you're not Matama at all? That's the Machloikis over there. Oma Bar Podo, big Yisoyt. Lo Yishonuel Ma'achrov. Amafonov Yishnegeya V'chayiz V'negeya. Says this whole Machloikis, this whole Shaila is, Rav Yishmael says that there's no Maga, it's only if you touch it on the R. And since there's no Kazai Yishalom in one place, there's no Yad or Shoyim or Wedak Kazayis. I, Rashi, asked on Kuf Yuches on Beis, we had sometimes, one man Yom said, Shoyim could be for a pool, even less. We're going to go to the man Yom, holding the Kazayis, in order to have a Shoyim. So he said like this, Lo Yisholom Ha'achrov, it's not a Shoyim, because it's not a Kazayis, only two half as I said. Avol, Milfonov, if you actually touch these pieces of meat at one time, Yeshagev Chazim Negev. If you touch both pieces of meat at one time, you are Tomei. So I touch a Kazayis Nevela at once. Even though it's not at one place. But if I touch them both at once, it's called negei v'chayiz v'negei. Even though you have to mitzar of two pieces, it's considered touching of a kazayis and yatame. Rabbi Yechonama ain't negei v'chayiz v'negei. There's no such thing. If it's not a kazayis in one place, it's not metame. V'oz Rabbi Yechonon tame. Rabbi Yechonon goes to l'tame. Don't Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Doisa ben Horkanis, Omer Dov Echad. Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you're not metame by negei, and Rabbi Doisa say the same thing. So Rabbi Shmuel Domaron, what we're saying now is Rabbi Yechonon's fear of Rabbi Shmuel, even if you touch both halves at one time, it's not mitzdarif because it's not one big zayis. He says the same thing like Rabbi Doisa. What's Rabbi Doisa? Rabbi Doisa ben Hukkanis, it's Nan. We learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Ahalos, Kol Matamim ba'oil, any type of mace that's matamim oil. What's an example? Is a kazayis ben a mace, a roiva atzamos, a moli tar v'dakav, different type of things that are matamim for a mace. So, for example, kazayis ben ames, a basar, right? So, it's matam boil. So, nechelku, you split the kazayis in half, and then you brought both pieces of mace into the house. Is it tummy oil or not? Mechlis rechabayis. So, Rabbi Yosef and Hukkanis matar. He says, no, it's not matame, because two half zaysim. Even though altogether, the oil is on both of them. Vechomim matame. Vechomim say, it's tummy. Lavam Rav Doisa ben Hukkanis Hashem ain Mal v'Choizem Mal. They can't use the oil of two pieces. Hachinami ain Negeya v'Choizem Negeya. So that's so it's very geshmak. Rabbi Yechonon Tamei. It's exactly what he says. Shmuel Rav Doisa will hold the same thing. But afraid the Gemara Kash like this. Yeah, and they are, and we said the same thing. What does ain Negeya v'Choizem Negeya mean? Even though you're caught touching it both times, what it means is you have to use both pieces. It's not a one piece. So you really have to have oil on two that didn't have pieces. That's the shayla here. We said by negay also, the case was he touched all at one time. It's still called chayz of negay. Teretz is because there's no kazayas in one place. You have to be mitzar both of them. Here with oil also, there's no kazayas in one place. You have to mitzar both of them. And therefore, it's if I'm going to ask me that we said in the Mishnah, Masa is Tamei, and that wasn't a shayla, that's not a shayla. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. That Tosis asks. He says, because that's special gear's cost. We'll see later on the Gemara. Special gear's cost by Masa. We'll see. But Al Kaponim, I tell you, the Masa ain't asked that question. Al Kaponim, Zog Mara Kash like this, the Chesma like this. If Rabbi Yochanan is holding like Rabbi Yochanan, who's the bar plucked Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Kiva, right? And what does it say in the Mishnah Alois? The Chomim Metamim. Chom hold that is Chayzon Negeah. So if Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanon is Rabbi Kiva, right? Rabbanon is Rabbi Kiva. What does Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah? Does he say it's Metamim Maga? No. So it doesn't stem with Rabbanon. But Rabbi Kiva Maturik Matar? Zot the Gemara, it's not Shver. Why not? If I can't. Adgan Lamatar Rabbi Kiva El Ba'ar. Rabbi Kiva only says by R, where R Mavatlon, he says there's no Maga. You had two avizes, and you attached it and you moved it. And we spoke, and pray my Rekiva Matar Ba'ar. Why is Rekiva Matar Ba'ar? Because you're a Vatlon. And like we spoke, Atoysa says clearly, and it's really a Gemara, that Rekiva holds that by the two pieces of Zaysim that are not attached to the R, if you touch both of them, you takatame. Because he holds that they're Rabbanon. You do have Chayzman again. Go back to that Atoysa, which is a very important Atoysa. He says, bottom kuch of dalav. Who then below talk from vinaga ben matamei? The loy teimalchi. I feel with masla the tamu. The eshval cham magal cham masa. The rakiva gadam gemara. Vikasava yesh negaya vechayzev negaya. So that's what he holds. So that based on this gemara here, it's basically my first gemara. So like upon him, so far what we just said about podos chiddush is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you touch it, avada you are yesh negaya vechayzev negaya. That you were atomic. According to Rabbi Pada. According to Rabbi Yechon, there's no. That he also Rabbi Shmuel is arguing Rabbi Kiva about that. There is no chayz v'negeya v'chayz v'negeya. That's what he holds. Most of Rabbi Kvachoma, has a kash like this. It says in the Braisa, it brings a pasuk, when v'losam v'loy ba'or shesh lo v'ez chatziz esim. That if you touch the nevela, you touch the R of two zesim, you're not going to be atomic. Yochla for masa. Maybe you'll save a masa also. If you carry a skin attached to two half zaysim of basar, you won't be tamei. Tamei, I know you say yitma. Since I know you say Rabbi Shmuel, this is a looks like a miyut. On there's no maga, but there is masa. There's a ribuy to masa. There is a tumas masa. Like we spoke before, water by oil is different. There's a ribuy to masa. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Imer, no. It says in the pasuk, in the same pasuk, Hanegeya v'hanoyseh. So we dash like this: Esha balachal maga, balachal masa. Only if it has tumas magas, have tumas masa. Loi balachal maga, loi balachal masa. If there's no maga, there's no masa. So it seems like we're saying that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it seems like there's no maga because he asks on Rabbi Shmuel, "How can you say masa? There's no maga." What do you mean? Rabbi Bar Pada just said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is maga by two havizesim. If you touch them, chayz v'negeya. If you hold the Bar Pada, harei ba v'lchal maga v'lfano v'rishayach maga. And for the Gemara Amar Rav HaChakamar. This is what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Obviously, if you're Rabbi Kiva himself, actually, there's tumas maga and masa. It could be without the din or, be'etzem. But here, there's an R attached to it, that's why R mevatlon, therefore is nothing. So Amar Rav Hachkamar, Eshe b'alcha maga b'chol tzah b'alcha masa. Loi b'alcha maga b'chol tzah loi b'alcha masa. Your kasha, where's kasha was according to Rav Shmuel, it is possible to have maga. Zokta Rav Kiva says, L'didach, kivin da amrit loi matama b'maga, su les l'cha otama masa. You can't do it. I, b'yar pada, the problem of maga, if you touch it on the front. So the Mara says, no, it has to be b'chol tzad. And Rashi explains, because from the Pesukim there, it's Mashmah, we're talking about also when you touch it from the other side, from the back of it. And if it's not Shaykh Maga on all four sides, then it's not Shaykh Masa either. And here, since you're saying, if you touch the R, there's no Tumah, therefore there's no Tumas Masa either. That was where Kiva's Taina. The Kasha was that it is Tumas Maga. The answer is, there's no Tumas Maga on all four sides here, because on the side of the R is no Tumas Maga. To me, this Gemara is a Pelov Shtekel. That the reason why is because not a shomer there. But okay, we're not going to get into this now. But it's a shugal kasha here. Heard it has to do with shomer there. That's why it's not a shomer. Maybe this okay. But yeah, let's keep it simple. Zot more avayt. Now, if you have a bone and it's full of mayach inside, that mayach, that marrow is considered basar. The thing is that when it's a piece of nevela, it's never possible to actually touch that marrow itself, the basar itself. It's not shayach to touch the basar. You carry it around, but you can't ever touch that marrow. And even if you hold there's a shomer to this nevela inside, but it's not possible to actually touch the nevela itself. That's not really possible. That's just a fact. So let's see something here. Kol yestuma, a closed up bone, the Rabbi Shmuel, ma'o shetetame, should it become tame b'masa? Ma'o shetame b'masa? What's the shayla? Maybe isleil Rabbi Shmuel eshe balcha maga balcha masa. Maybe he holds this klal. Has come chamag b'masa. Loi balcha maga loi balcha masa. V'hocha I in our Mishnah, why? Where's the maga? How many times should the balcha maga be fun of? Like Bar Pada says, like Tosis points out. This Bala Shailo, Rav Avya, holds like Bar Pada. And he says, our Mishnah says, when you carry around that R, it's Tomei. Why? Because it's possible to have Maga if you touch a Melfonov. So therefore, Shaykh B'masa. But maybe this Kulyas, this bone, is never Shaykh. It's never Shaykh, what?
Break it open.
Right, but you have to break it over. Right now, the way it is, not Shaykh B'maga. Yeah, you're right, you can break it over. But right now, the way it is, not Shaykh B'maga. So it's not Shaykh B'maga right here. So then it's down the Masa. Oh, he did molest. Or maybe he argues in the whole cloud. He doesn't hold the Rabbi Kiva. Like, what's the beer machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbi Shmuel? Is it bechol tzad machlekes, or he doesn't hold the whole thing? And nafgi bekolius. It's a very good shiloh. So this shiloh was asked to Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Avuna answered, "Amalei, over parach. Wow, just a raven just flew by. Amalei, Rabbi Berei, v'lav heiner of Avi Savi b'mdisa. Isn't that the godel ador of Avi the meshavach lamar begavei the gav Rabbi? He's a big godel." And you're just like changing the subject? I'm like, yeah, what should I do? I'm some chuni ba shishas. After my shiur today, I gave a long shiur today. They had to bring me home with holding me up, and I couldn't move. And therefore, I buy me a milsa, the buy a timer, and I don't have it. And unfortunately to us, we don't have an answer to the shayla because of that. Because Rabbi Avuna wasn't in good shape at that point, and we don't have an answer to the shayla. Nacha gemara, amu'ula. Shnei chati zesim, two half zesim, shetachbam bekisim. That you attach to with a toothpick. Even if you bring it this way, that way, the whole day, it's tar. Why? Because it's not really attached. My time, a ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'hanoyse es devlosam v'chabes begodam. Now, noyse, the word noyse does not have a vav there. No vav there. So you could be correct, you could read it nisa as well. Ksiv v'nisa v'karina noyse. So therefore, being a noisei, who the nisa vasachas, only consider carrying something if it can be carried at once from one end without falling apart. And here it will fall apart, and therefore it's not considered noisei. That's what the Ula's member was. Two epizasim, talking makisim, is no problem of masa. Freitamar kashma mishta tnan hoyulov shnei chatzis zaysim matam b'masa loy magad. The Rebbe Shmuel amai v'alav nisahum. Here it's not. It's not nisa. It's not. It can't be carried together. It can't be carried together. The two pieces of meat are not being carried together. Can't be carried together. They're two separate places. So here, why is that called nisa? Even though you can carry it with the R, but the meat pieces of meat have no shaykhs to carry. You can't carry one meat. Can't carry all the meat. So the Gemara answers Omra Papa b'merudid. That it's talking about merudid. It's talking about merudid. That the chatzis zayis here, and there's a little string attaching it to the other chatzis zayis. So what's the Mara's teretz is? The Mara's teretz is that really it's one over here, and that's why here there's a tumas masa. But the question is, if that's the case, so then it should be considered zayis in one place. What's Mara's teretz? Mara's teretz is that's attached, tak attached. So I can carry one with one can slap the other one. If that's the case, the taka it's one piece of basa then. So if Frank Taisvis, the Masmara Papa, we'll go straight to the Tarot of Taisvis. Taisvis is four lines from the end of Taisvis, the Nira. The Kasava Oiches Bekotam, the Ingo the Oli Ima, in the Kamayu. Here there's two pieces, one small and the other one. If you can't schlep the small one and take the big one with it, it's not called one. V'achanami Ariba Oiches Bekotam, Ingo the Oli Ima. Lekach Imatam Amaga. V'amasa, it's called Nisu. It's called Nisa. If I could carry the Godel and schlep the cotton with it, it's called Nisa. But to be called one, it has to be able to carry it both ways. That's Tosis explains what the Gemara's Teretz is, b'merud. Vayta the Gemara, Toshima, Moidir akiv v'shtei chatzis esim shetachma makisim. You attach it with a toothpick v'sita and you move the shutame. Amai v'alav nisahu cannot be carried as one. And the mach and I'm merudit. Here also, it was really connected with some skin to each other, with that skin, some meat to each other, and therefore it's considered nisa. And Gemara says this din of nisa is really a machlokes tanoi. Ketanoi, like it says in the Brice like this, echad adegev echad amesit, that you are echad adegeya, two half as esim, and echad hamesitam is tome. Even though it's not nisa, even though it's not mechuba yachad, if you touch them both at once, or you carry them both at once, you are tome. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, afa noise, also noise. You said mesit, what's he adding on? Elav hachkama echon agev echa meisa beloy nisa. Tanakama says is considered tuma. But also Rabbi Eliezer lemeima v'hu de nisa, not af hanoise. V'hu de nisa has to be able to be carried one half, carry the other half. Or my af ema v'hu de nisa, not loshon af v'hu de nisa. You have to change the words. V'hu de nisa, that only if it can be carried. So it's really machleik. Is the nisa or ulas that din that noise only works if it's nisa, if it can be carried one half, carry the other half. So it's really machlokes tanoim about that, and we answer our mishnah that tuma rudin. So it's one piece that does carry one with the other one. The god at least can slap the cotton. So that's called nisa, but really it's machlokes tanoim.